WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This week on Showtime, actress and producer Shelley Duvall unveils her newest children's series, Bedtime Stories, her first venture into animation. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
Oh, hello. I'm Shelley Duvall. Welcome to Bedtime Stories. I've collected children's books for a long time.
If you're a parent with any preteen children, you probably already know that. Shelley Duvall's Fairy Tale Theater, which began 10 years ago, was her first try at hosting and producing a TV series for the whole family. And it was wonderful. Still is, because the entire collection is available on video cassette and video disc. And because she's planning to make more. Her formula for Fairy Tale Theater was simply brilliant, and brilliantly simple. She chose the best and most entertaining classic children's stories and cast them with high-profile performers. She hired talented musicians and directors and based the look of each episode on the style of a specific illustrator, Maxfield Parrish, for example. And with the actors, you got Robin Williams as the Frog Prince and Billy Crystal as one of the Three Little Pigs and Joan Collins as the Wicked Witch in Hansel and Gretel. You got, in short, one of the best TV series of the 80s. After that came Shelley Duvall's Tall Tales and Fables, which she hosted also, and Nightmare Classics, which she didn't. And now comes Shelley Duvall's Bedtime Stories, with a more contemporary focus. Once again, it's her story selection and casting that make the difference. The premiere episode showcases two stories by Audrey Wood. The first one, Elbert's Bad Word, is narrated by Ringo Starr, who's also provided such nice narration for The Point and Shining Time Station.
One afternoon, at an elegant garden party, while Sir Hilary practiced his croquet, young Elbert heard a word he had never heard before. The word floated by Elbert like a small storm cloud. It was ugly and covered with dark, bristly hairs. With a swift flick of his wrist, Elbert snatched the word from the air and stuffed it into his back pocket. Forgetting about it, the boy went on his way. The word just waited patiently.
The second story is called Weird Parents, and it's read by Bette Midler.
In the morning, the weird mother would always walk the boy to his bus stop.
Bye-bye, honey cakes,
she'd call. Hey, have a happy day. Isn't it a lovely day? Feel the chill of autumn in the air. Isn't it great to be alive? Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And then as the bus drove away, she'd blow a huge kiss and press her hand to her heart. The kid was grossed out.
Both stories are really clever, and Duvall introduces them from a bedroom set that's built like a three-dimensional pop-up book and makes the decor of Pee-wee's Playhouse look bland. The animation is faithful to the picture books, and even though it's limited animation, which isn't as fluid as in a Disney movie, Duvall once again is stretching her budget and pushing the envelope. For Bedtime Stories, you only have to look at the credits to see how she's experimenting. In addition to animators, there are listings for digitizers, Xeroxers, and computer paintbox manipulators. Effects you'd be more likely to see in big-budget feature films, news programs, or commercials. Her main love, however, isn't technology, it's children. With the work she's done the last 10 years, Shelley Duvall deserves to be right up there with Jim Henson and Walt Disney. Her work, too, will last for generations.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.